CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will pay a working visit to the Philippines on Tuesday at the invitation of his Philippine counterpart, Albert Del Rosario. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei said at a regular news briefing on Monday that Wang will meet with Del Rosario and Philippine leaders in Manila on the sidelines of Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Economic Leaders Meeting next week. Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend the summit after wrapping up the 10th Group of 20 meeting in Turkey next Monday. China-Philippines relationship has been strained amid severe difficulties caused by disputes in the South China Sea over recent years. Hong Lei said China is committed to resolving relevant issues with the Philippines through consultation and negotiation. The Australian Senate has passed legislation surrounding the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement, clearing the final hurdle to enact the agreement. The Senate green-lighted the bill on Monday after approval from the House of Representatives on October 22nd. Trade and Investment Minister Andrew Robb has hailed the vote as a significant milestone in ensuring the agreement entering into force before the end of the year. CHAFTA, as the trade deal is known, was previously objected to by the opposition, which had expressed concerns over visa regulations surrounding foreign projects. Experts said coal burning is the main cause behind the hazardous air pollution in northeast China over the past few days. Local authorities in Liaoning province said the air pollution will continue until at least Saturday. The air quality monitoring data from the Provincial Meteorological Center shows that the PM2.5 pollutant level in Shenyang reached over 1,000 micrograms per cubic meter over the weekend. The amount of air pollutant in Shenyang increased since October 31st, when the city began its heating supply. Many heating suppliers said they are trying to tackle the problem by upgrading their environment. Although it has been suggested that the region move from coal-powered heating to clean energy, that transition might take years. Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli says China would like to work with all parties to push for the signing of a new universal and well-balanced agreement at the Paris Climate Change Conference. Zhang said the agreement is expected to become a milestone for global climate governance. He promised China will actively promote international communication in the area and work to meet its international obligations. Zhang added China will reinforce the battles against pollution of air, water, and soil, carrying out a series of protection and restoration projects concerning the rivers, mountains, forests, and lakes. A total of 16 students have been injured, five of them seriously, following a stampede in Nanjing, the capital city of Jiangsu province. Local education authorities say all of the injured are in stable condition. An elementary school organized first and second grade students for the outing on Monday at Arcade. The arcade was located on the third floor of a shopping mall. The stampede took place at around 10 a.m. after a group of students were lining up to ride the escalator. An investigation is underway. Firefighters and rescue workers continue to search for 28 people still missing after the failure of two dams flooded a village in southeastern Brazil. One person has been confirmed dead, while 15 village residents and 13 mine workers are missing. Governor of the state of Minas Gerais, Fernando Pimentel, said it was unlikely that they would be found alive. It is unclear what triggered the failure of dams at the San Marco iron ore mine. Three people were shot on Monday morning near New York City's Penn Station, and one has died. The shooting happened at about 6 a.m. local time, near a subway entrance one block away from the busy train station. No suspects were immediately arrested. Police say the shooting happened during a dispute, and that all victims had long records of mostly drug-related arrests. The total value of China's trade with African states is expected to hit $300 billion this year. Yang Fucheng, a former deputy foreign minister, made the remarks at the 4th China-Africa Industrial Forum on Monday in Beijing. China's trade with Africa was recorded at $10 billion in 2000. Last year, the figure grew to $220 billion. Yang says China is seeking to raise the amount to $400 billion by 2020. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.